welcome back, everyone.
You've got Shelly and Amanda here. Hello. We are coming to you with another fabulous episode of Daily Christian Living. We're excited. I'm excited about this topic.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit off the beaten path. It's not something we hear about very often, and it's actually not included in the book that we've been referring to.
Right.
So the previous episodes were kind of loosely based on a book that we had been reading, and this topic is not in that book. But it's something that I think is so, so important, and it's something we should really, I feel like we should talk about more in our daily living.
Yeah, this is a good one.
All right, so we're going to talk about Sabbath.
Yep.
This is kind of an old-fashioned word that, you know, we don't really hear very often, but I find, and which is, it's interesting to me, because it's literally like right after creation, this is the first thing God did. Was rested.
Mm-hmm.
He rested from his work, right? And it's interesting to me that God gave us this example so early on in creation, so early on in the history of mankind. And yet today, you don't see this practice. You don't hear this in church. You don't hear it as part of regular Bible study. You don't hear it as, you know, part of these daily things that you should be conscious of. Yeah, we hear sermons about, you know, God rested, whatever, but it's like, let's dig into that and understand why God gave us that example. So that's what we're gonna do today.
Yeah, let's talk about Sabbath.
All right. So in the first set of the Ten Commandments, what I find is interesting that the one that says to keep the Sabbath holy is actually the longest commandment in both, you know, both recordings of the commandments. And it's the only one with an explanation as to why you should do it. And so I think that that's interesting. And again, I think that also highlights why it's so important and highlights to me and makes me wonder why don't we observe the Sabbath? Why don't we, you know, have that in our regular daily living with Christ. Mm-hmm. You want to throw in some comments here?
I think when people think of Sabbath, I think me, I'm like, well, that's a Jewish thing.
Right.
That's an Old Testament thing. Because
we don't
see that in the New Testament. So I think people are just like, meh, okay, that was not for us, right? But Sabbath means rest.
Right.
Rest, right? And I think me personally, I consider my Sabbath Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you're asking me, when do you want me to rest?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I come to church.
Yeah.
I worship. We're here at what, 8?
Yeah.
30?
Yeah.
You know, we're not walking out the door till maybe 12:31. And so my, you know,
yeah,
my morning's gone. And I'm like, but I've worshiped, I've
yeah,
done it, you know. So I think people think, well, I did my Sabbath on Sunday.
Yeah.
When do you want me to rest?
Right.
And I think that's where we'll talk more about, like, well,
you can,
you know, rest here. But to me, I think when I think Sabbath, originally I was like, it's not for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Old Testament thing. It's for the Jewish people.
Yeah.
It's not really
yeah
for us. But when you say rest, well, I can relate to that. That resonates with
right
me. What do you mean rest?
Right.
You know, so
yeah,
that's where I think of with Sabbath and all that.
So one thing that's important to point out whenever you're talking about Sabbath is that it's not just a day off from work.
Yes, I have that written
it
down.
It is more than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time dedicated to worship and resting and delighting in God.
Yeah.
Like, it's this specific time period where, no, you don't work, you know, but you do things or you participate in something that is restful, that is worshipful, and that helps you delight in who God is and in your relationship with God.
Yeah.
That's what Sabbath truly is. And so whenever you think about it in that context, it's much deeper than just, you know, oh, it's just a day off.
It's not like a day off from work.
Right.
Hey, I told my boss I'm taking off next Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's not, which I have in my notes. I put this is what he said. He said, Sabbath isn't the same as a day off.
Right.
Sabbath is holy and for the Lord.
Right.
I put a heart next to that. And he said, a day off, it is undisciplined, and you are still catching up on doing your daily things.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because if you're going to take a day off work, it's usually for a specific purpose. You got to go get your driver's license renewed. You got to do
doctor appointment.
Yeah, you got to go this appointment or that appointment, or you got to run 15 different errands on your day off of work.
Yep.
And that's not Sabbath because that is not something that is restful or delighting in God or worshipful. Sorry. Yeah, that's just not it.
You have literally taxed your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual needs all in one day.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to make sure those are rested.
So one thing, another thing I want to bring out here is that Sabbath is done for two reasons. We would implement this idea or this practice of Sabbath for two reasons. First, to commemorate creation, because that God gave us that that example. But then it's also a sign for our salvation. Whenever you think about what true Sabbath means, practicing true Sabbath, it means that you are wholly relying on God. You are stopping or you are ceasing work. You are not thinking about what you have to do at home, as chores, or what you have to get done at work, or what you have to get done at church, or what you have to get, how you've got to do this or that or something else. It is
intentional.
It is very intentional in relying on God. Whenever you practice true Sabbath, it to me is showing your total trust in God and His provision for your life and His work of salvation in your life. I think that there's no greater honor to God than to say, God, this time period is set aside holy for you. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I mean, you think about even in your relationship with your husband, if you never took time to just be completely focused on him, you're not going to have a very deep relationship.
Mm-hmm. And, that's a good point you make, because when we had Lainey, so before Lainey, it was just me and him, me and him. He was like the center of my world. I was the center of his world.
Yeah.
We had, we had the boys and they were there. And then when you add in a newborn, your body goes through a lot.
Yeah.
And if you're nursing and, I passed out. I fell on my C-section, so it was a little bit longer recovery.
Yeah.
And I remember at one point, I can't tell you how old she was, but I can pinpoint, and he was like, I miss you. And I was like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Right.
You're not.
Yeah.
Like, I miss you. I miss us. It's all about the baby. And,
right.
And here's the thing. She was an infant.
Yeah.
It had to be.
Yeah.
But I think, like you said, you have to. So then as me as a wife, I have to be like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, how am I going to reprioritize? How am I going to, move things around? Oh, okay. Well, when I put her down for bed, I'm not going to maybe go to bed. I'm going to stay up and we'll go ahead and we'll watch a little movie together. So I had to find things to connect back to us, because I did not want to lose my husband.
Right.
I didn't want to lose our marriage, but I didn't realize he wasn't feeling connected with me.
You got to have that one-on-one time.
I was in my own world.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
So, and you bring up another good point in that, that whole connection thing. And so often in our natural state, whenever we think about, I'm going to set some time aside for rest, what's our first inclination is to either pick up our phone and or turn on the TV or pick up a juicy book or, whatever it is. And so it's like, no, that also is not delighting in the Lord. That's also not worshipful. And so whenever you talk about a true Sabbath, you are intentionally turning off all of those things. You're setting aside that time as holy, H-O-L-Y, and you and I both know watching TV ain't holy. And so it's not something
it's not
glorifying God. And so true Sabbath is truly, you know, setting that time aside. No, you're not going to be like on your knees all day long or reading your Bible all day long. Sometimes delighting in the Lord or worshiping God is truly spending quality time with your family. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is taking a walk together. It is playing ball outside together. It's, you know, whatever you can do as a family or as an individual that draws you closer to your family, to your church family, and to God, that's what true Sabbath is. And so, you know, separating ourselves from the things of the world, you know, technology and all of the entertainment.
Disconnecting
from entertainment, the worldly entertainment, you've got to have that time, first of all, to refresh your mind mm-hmm. and refresh your soul. But then also to just kind of allow you to reconnect with God.
Yeah, and I really like the point you made where, you know, if you're doing something with your family, I don't know where I heard it, and I really wish I could, but it stuck with me. And so someone had said, you know, you go to work mm-hmm. and you're with your coworkers mm-hmm. and, you know, you give a, they get the best of you. Your coworkers yeah. from 8 to 5 or 9, whatever your time, yeah. they get the best of you. And when you come home,
yeah.
your spouse or yeah. your spouse and your children, your family, what do they get? They get leftovers.
Right.
And that hit me so hard, Shelly. Yeah. And I was just like, oh my, it made so much sense to
right.
me. And I think when I take that and I apply it to rest, so I have made readjustments mm-hmm. at work, mm-hmm. you know. Now listen, I can't not go to work.
Right.
No. I can't not go to meetings.
No.
Right. I have to do those things.
Right.
But what I have found is I can delegate things to people.
Mm-hmm.
I can take things off my plate. Hey, you know, meetings on these days, that's not the best day for me, so let me put this over
right.
here. So I have done so much rearranging. Not everyone gets, I mean, I remember I do one-on-ones with my mm-hmm. team, and I think I schedule like 8 in one day.
Oh my goodness.
And I love every single person. They are mm-hmm. fantastic people. I love talking with them. But talking to 8 people all day, I don't want to talk to Andy yeah. and Lainey when I get home.
yeah.
I've talked all day.
Yeah.
And I love to talk. Yeah. But that's when I realized, okay, I'm pouring more here. So then it was
right.
like, okay, you know what? I will never schedule 8 people. Even though that
right.
was easy for me, it was what worked for me. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
What's going to be best for Andy Laney when I come home? Because
yeah.
when I'm home, I want them to have the best
right.
of me. So if I'm not doing things right at work, if I'm not resting,
right.
if I'm not prioritizing,
yeah,
they're not going to. And I want my family mm-hmm. to have the best of me
right.
in that
yeah.
area.
I think whenever we talk about rest, and especially if you implement this practice as like a 24-hour period, because that's the traditional,
yep.
the traditional Sabbath is a 24-hour period, starting, you know, at sundown, you know, one on Friday night to sundown on Saturday night. Whenever you talk about not working, you know, all of that stuff. So this takes preparation.
Yeah.
You have to be prepared for this. You have to make sure you've got all your because you're not going to the store and buying groceries on Sabbath, you know. So you got to have all your groceries. You got to have your meal ready to go or whatever it is. You have everything prepared. So you do have to take steps mm-hmm. in order to rest. And even the scripture says to strive for this Sabbath, to make plans for it. I mean, that's what the scriptures even say to do. And so you want to make sure that you set yourself up for success, mm-hmm. To rest from the labors of this world, the world's demands, you know, disconnection from social media and distractions. And then again, delighting, doing an activity that brings you joy, connects you to God, mm-hmm. And worshiping God. How do you converse with God? Reading the word, you know, I think it's fun to even think about like singing and dancing at home, you know, just mm-hmm. you can have your own little worship service in your home and have that be a family activity. And what greater example mm-hmm. than that for your kids,
yeah.
you know? And I, the other thing to remember, I think with this is there's going to be resistance because this
yes,
is
no.
so
it's
anti-cultural,
mm-hmm.
like, especially if you go out and, you know, like, let's say you're taking a walk or you see other people and they're going to be like, well, what about, we want to go, you know, what about doing this or that or something else? and you're like, no, this is my Sabbath, you know, this is what we do on this time period, you know, we have taken steps to prepare for this. So you're going to get resistance from culture, you're going to get resistance even in your own schedule.
Yeah,
you know, like you said, you had to kind of rearrange things. You, like, your friends and your family may not even understand. They're going to be like, why are you doing this? And so, you know, I think it's important to prepare them, maybe even talk to them ahead of time of, hey, during this time, you know, our phones will be off. You know, we're going to be dedicating this time to whatever. And so, again, it takes a little bit of preparing, but, and you are going to get resistance, but I think you can, the longer you do it.
And you can, you know, even, you could, this again, this goes back to way when we first started the podcast, right?
We
talked about creating habits.
Right, exactly.
And it's tough.
Yeah.
And it's weird and it's uncomfortable. And
yeah.
You got to figure it out. And yeah, maybe you don't get it right the first time. Maybe like, yeah, I shot for this.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Yeah,
well,
but just keep
doing
it. Yeah.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Just try something new. Try it until you have what works for you
right.
and your family.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think to go along with that, I've heard people talk about like the J curve when you're learning something new. You know, you start out and it seems to go really bad and worse to worse to worse. And then
you
you finally turn the corner and you get better at something.
Yes.
And so again, it's that daily, you know, routine. It's that habit that you're forming. And while this might be a specific time that you're setting aside on a weekly basis or even a monthly basis, I think this can also be a mindset on a daily basis of remembering to trust in God, remembering that God is your source, remembering that God is sovereign. And so again, I think this does go to a daily thing, even though you might not practice Sabbath every day. It still is a mindset that you're going to practice every day of, God, I am putting my trust in you. And, you know, God, I recognize that you are sovereign, you know, whatever the case may be. I've even, in some of my research with Sabbath, they were talking about there will be times where you will go through some pretty heavy emotions during your Sabbath. You will go through maybe a sense of loss because you're separating yourself from something that's very comfortable. It's going to be very uncomfortable because you're trying to quiet your mind from all the voices of the world and focus on the voice of God and focus on Him and, you know, what He's speaking into your life. And so you're going to go through not only the resistance part of it outwardly, but I think there's going to be some resistance or emotional things internally that you're going to go through. But I would imagine that being able to go through that is just going to make you stronger. It's going to draw you closer to God.
Yeah.
And so I think that's just something interesting to think about.
Yeah, and I think too, he had talked in his message about, you know, when you stop and when you rest, right, you need to get physical rest.
Right.
You need emotional rest.
Right.
You need spiritual rest.
Mm-hmm.
You need mental rest.
Exactly.
Right? Like, because really, here's the thing. You need to be the best version of you to be able to pour that out
to evangelize daily.
Yeah. I mean, so if I'm not resting,
right,
maybe I don't see someone in exhortation, maybe I don't see someone struggling with something because I'm caught up in my own thing, and I'm so like, well, I've got to go to work and I got to get Lainey here and now we're going to go over here and then we got to do this and we got to really like run.
Yeah.
So if I'm just so caught up in worldly things, secular things, but also godly things, because I'm trying to come to church and do that. But if you're just so caught up in you and you're not resting, you're not going to be able to take your blinders off and look at the people around you.
Exactly.
Right? So you have to make sure that you're rested, you're taken care of, again, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, right?
Right.
You want to make sure you're hitting on all those cylinders.
Right.
And those are good. So that your eyes can be open to mm-hmm. see new things, so that you do have that clear thinking. Mm-hmm. You have that clarity. You have that peace.
Right.
Like, ah, yes, I see. Let's you know,
yeah.
talk about this, or let's, you know, do that. Or maybe, you know, if someone came to you and they just needed an encouraging word, and you're like, I read the Bible, I know so much scripture, but you couldn't even mm-hmm. pull a word from scripture because
right.
you were so just like,
exhausted yourself. Yeah.
Then what good is that?
Yeah. I think whenever you practice Sabbath, it only enhances all of the other daily living things, right? All of the other things that you're doing on a daily basis, you're in your relationship with God. That Sabbath only enhances your ability to evangelize. It only enhances your ability to exhort, like mm-hmm. you're explaining. It only enhances that daily bread mm-hmm. Because you've got that constant stream of daily bread, but then you're also setting aside time for God to let that bread or let that, you know, encouragement
Word.
To
Suck
really
in.
Nourish you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of always going to the natural things, instead of always going to just cheap entertainment or just cheap, you know, temporary, oh, I just need to unplug because it's such an exhausting whatever.
Yeah, I always say I want to
yeah.
mind numb.
Yeah,
I'm
want
like,
to mind numb.
I just need to
yeah.
mind numb.
When, yes, that's you do need to do that, but that's a temporary thing.
Right.
And whenever we will set time aside for a Sabbath, for a true Sabbath, that we will already have that rest in our spirit. We will already have that rest in our soul, and we will have created that habit, you know, and almost look forward to that time where mm-hmm. we are disconnected.
Yeah.
And, you know, not needing what I would almost call a sugar rush, you know,
yeah.
of I gotta just disconnect for a little bit. I gotta do this Netflix, you know, binge.
Yeah.
Whenever we have true Sabbath or we practice true Sabbath, we long for deeper things of God instead of just the cheap stuff.
Right.
And that's what this relationship is all about is.
Yeah.
Anything that we can do, any way of life that just draws us closer to God is what we want to do. And, you know, again, we talked about God gave us this example in creation. He gave it in the Ten Commandments. But then whenever you look in the New Testament, you see time and time again where Jesus actually got disconnected from the crowds. And he went away, he would pray, he would rest. He had times where he was completely disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that some of those scriptures are found in Luke. Luke, I think, is the one that records most of those. But whenever we've got that kind of example, we can't deny that this is definitely something that we should be practicing, you know, from the life of Christ.
Yeah, and I think people could say, well, but, you know,
yeah.
Shelley and Amanda, I have to work. Well, yeah, I got to work
oh, yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I have to work. You know what
yeah.
I mean? But here's what I think we have to be mindful about, right? And this is what he said in his message. Work, but don't be a machine.
Right.
Rest, but don't be lazy.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, you have to strike that balance. I know what my balance looks like. My balance may not work for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's my balance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Our balances are going to look different. Yes, work. Be a good provider
mm-hmm.
for your family. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But don't give work so much attention that you've neglected
right.
your family that God blessed you with.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Rest.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be so lazy that, well, I am just resting yeah. so well. I'm just, I cannot even get up to go to prayer tonight. Don't
yeah.
be that.
Right.
Let's, you know what I mean? Like, you got to find a good balance.
Right.
And you got to figure out what works. And just, again, back to the JF curve, it may take you.
yeah.
A couple
yeah.
weeks
yeah.
to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, and again, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah. So I think this is an interesting topic to think about. And I tell you, the more you research it, the deeper you can go. I mean, there's just so much to think about whenever you think about Sabbath, you know, as a regular practice.
Yeah.
But I guess what I would say is do a little bit of research on your own and figure out how you can implement, even if it's just, you know, 3 or 4 hours at a time, you know, once a week, 3 or 4 hours where you disconnect or whatever, and then maybe over a couple of weeks expand that time out, and find that time where you can disconnect from the world, the things of the world, the things of work, the things of the, all of the responsibilities, and surrender that time as holy unto God. And I think it's going to be life-changing.
Yeah. And I love that you made that point, because if people are like, okay, well, you told me, well, how do I do it? Start small.
Yeah.
If you can't do 24 hours.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
If you do 24 hours, shout out to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, like you said, start small. Maybe on, you know, maybe your Sabbath is Saturday from 8 to noon.
Yeah.
8 to noon, I don't take phone calls. We sleep in. We have family breakfast. Yeah. Afternoon, we'll hit everything. But we sleep in, and together we have this breakfast as a family.
Right.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe your Sabbath is on, you know, Saturday after basketball. Mm-hmm. We have a lunch at the park, and we just sit and we look at creation. We look at, and we admire all the things that God has made. Right. I mean, it's little things, and maybe it's just lunch is an hour, because we got to do, but you had that time. And then he also makes a good point where he says, think subtraction, not addition.
Right.
Don't act like, well, I got to add it. Well, what can you cut out?
Right.
Do you really have to get that house project done?
Exactly.
Do you really, like for me, we are spring cleaning right now.
Oh no.
Your niece's room is like a Build-A-Bear meets Claire. It's awful. It's very much a little 8-year-old girl lives there. You know, so she is spring cleaning her room. But I have to be mindful. She's 8.
Right.
I could have had that thing knocked out in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not my room. It's not my responsibility.
Yeah.
She's learning lessons. And so, but I also have to be mindful of, well, I don't want you in your room all day.
Yeah.
I still want family time with you. So you know what? You're going to hit it for an hour, and after that, we're not even going to talk about it or look at it.
Right? Yeah.
So maybe she doesn't need to clean her room. Okay, she does need to clean her room. But maybe if I didn't want to go through my closet to take something to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Do I really need to do that?
Yeah.
It can probably wait. So, you know, so yeah, like you said, start small.
Yeah. Do what you can.
What can you take out? You can probably take one thing out.
Yeah.
And eventually just work up to it.
Yeah.
Because I know we have implemented some of these things even before we listened to this. Mm-hmm. But I had told you, like, even after, I'm like, oh, well, there are some things we're not doing, and I would really like to do some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so, yeah, it's, I think when it's done and it's done right, I think it'll be beautiful, and it will benefit you and your soul and your mind and your rest and your walk with God. And then again, you are able to pour out all of these other things to everyone around you.
Right.
So, yeah, Sabbath is good.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you all for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope that you will share these episodes and that you will subscribe. We've got Spotify. You can also listen on our website. That's crossroadstaylorville.com. Thank you all so much, and we will see you here soon.